Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I am 1-20 overall in my last 21 games as a fan slash media. That streak will be broken on Sunday afternoon. I feel a Commanders very unimpressive win coming. I feel 20-17-ish, somewhere in that range. We'll have the official pick later on in the show, and whether or not I will cover the spread, which I think I will. I don't think you're going to walk out of there on Sunday from the newly named Northwest Stadium. It's not even a field anymore. It's a stadium now. I don't feel like you're going to walk out of there very satisfied. I don't feel like you're going to walk out of there very happy. But more relieved is how I feel the emotion is going to be.
I'm surprised with you, Chris.
Why?
Because I recall right before the season starting, when we were giving our predicted records for this upcoming season, a certain someone on the show said 7-9-1. It's a perfect time to go for that one.
It is. It is. You know, I thought about that. I mean, two really not good teams, and I'm trying to be as nice as I possibly can here, could easily wind up tied in knots. I mean, you have the debut of the Austin Siebert era. The reason why I did not pick that, Matt, just so you know, I have to believe what my eyes and what the numbers tell me about Daniel Jones, not only last week, but very much at times in his career, with the exception of the 1 year that all it took to get paid, he was great. And him going against Dan Quinn defenses the last 3 years down in Dallas and the demolition derby that took place, I have to believe that somehow, some way, the Commanders squeeze enough juice out of that lemon. And the reason why I use a lemon instead of an orange or a pineapple or something sweet is because you're going to walk away probably with a sour taste in your mouth. Again, I do not think this is going to be easy by any stretch. I do not think this is going to be a walkover. I do not think I'd be surprised. I can't rule it out. You know, if it's 28-3 at some point, that would surprise me. That would shock me. I don't think that's what we're talking about here. But I also have enough faith somehow, some way, in Dan Quinn, his coaching staff, Jaden Daniels, and Terry McLaurin, and Zach Ertz, and Austin Ekeler, and Brian Robinson, and we'll see what else. I have enough faith, barely, that they might be able to beat the Giants and that they should be able to beat the Giants. Again, I don't think it'll be easy. Don't think it'll be pretty. Don't think it'll be satisfying. I think you'll walk away with a sour taste in your mouth. But a sour taste in your mouth with a win is way better than an 0-2 start and a sour taste in your mouth, again, with said loss. Especially to who it is. I don't think anybody should have been embarrassed in losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year. Won three division titles in a row. They're way better than you. They're way, way, way better than you. And I don't say that to be a jerk. That's just the reality. They're way more advanced than you are. Period. That doesn't mean one day this program won't get there, but they're way, and I still gave the Commanders a lot of credit and a tight loss. I had it at 24-20. Matt had it at 24-22. And we were both wrong in terms of the proximity of the score and the actual like amount of points that the Commanders allowed. This week, we're not talking about Baker Mayfield here. Like, at times, Daniel Jones, and I know what he's done against the Commanders, or the football team, or the Redskins in his career, I got it. At times, Daniel Jones has been Baker Mayfield-esque. At times. But that was also mixed in with a lot of performances, some nagging injuries, and then he had a catastrophic injury. Catastrophic might be strong. A very serious injury last year. I think he's still coming back from it. If you've watched any of the Falcons game from last year, you see Kirk Cousins is still coming back from the blown Achilles. If you watched the Jets in San Francisco, Aaron Rodgers is more advanced than Kirk Cousins. But he's still not 100%. Right? This is not just walk as a human being. This is play football at an extremely high level. And when you don't have your legs or your knees or your tendons or... and you don't play in the preseason and you have no way to kind of get your body oiled up, this is what you get. So hopefully, for the Washington Commanders, they catch Daniel Jones, who doesn't suck like everybody says he sucks. That's not fair. I mean, is Daniel Jones the greatest quarterback since sliced bread? Of course not. Did I think he was overhyped, overrated, overstuffed when the number 6 overall pick in 2019? Of course I did. Of course I did. And I said it over and over and over and over again. And I knew that the head coach of this program at the time preferred him. I knew that. But Daniel Jones does not suck. Daniel Jones is coming back from an injury. But Daniel Jones has had a great history, for the most part, against the Washingtons by any names. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean he's going to do the same thing. Like, betting people and number nerds, will tell you, oh, Daniel Jones is going to go out there and he's going to kick the Commanders' ass. No, that should not happen. That should not happen. It should not happen. Because Daniel Jones is not the same quarterback now that he was at the beginning of last year or at the end of 2022. Remember when they went into Minnesota and scored like 38 points and beat the Vikings, a team that was favored because they were at home and because they were better during the regular season. And he got that big fat contract from two guys that you guys could not stop just frothing at the mouth over after 1 year in Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. You guys were the ones that were... you guys were. The pundits, the media, the fans, Giants fans, non-Giants. Brian Daboll. You guys are the ones that bought into that. You guys are the ones that bought into this whole, well, Brian Daboll just found the right magic button and he turned Daniel Jones into something that he's never been. No, actually, Daniel Jones had a really good year at the right time. And Brian Daboll helped get him better. But last year, I guess Brian Daboll forgot how to coach. I don't know. Because, you know, remember on week one last year, Sunday Night Football, when the Dallas Cowboys won 40-0 in the rain at MetLife Stadium? And they sacked Daniel Jones 7 times, and I think he threw 2 interceptions, I believe it was. Remember that? That was the same Brian Daboll. Same Daniel Jones. But you guys were, you know, still frothing at the mouth and getting the knee burns off you from puckering up.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, now the Commanders take on a very different Daniel Jones. How different? We'll find out together. If last week was any indication, not a good difference. Now, that was a very, very, very aggressive defense that he was facing in week one in Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings. But Daniel Jones in his career against the Washington Redskins football team, what have you, is 5-1-1 with a nearly 70% completion rate, 1,510 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a 98 rating. Oh, and by the way, as a rusher, he is, where is it here? Just want to make sure I find it. 52 for 324, a 6.23 average, and a touchdown. And 46-plus rushing yards per game on average. Now, listen, that doesn't scream, oh my God, paranoia, fear. But Daniel Jones has been inconsistent, I would say, against others. Really good against the Washington by any other name franchise. Again, we just gave you the numbers, nearly a 70% completion rate. But some of that, not all of it, was with Saquon Barkley. Most of that, not all of it, was against Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio. Now, Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, whose defense got lit up like a Christmas tree, especially in the second half, especially as the pass rush wore down, especially as the run defense wore down, and Tampa's playmakers took over. As we mentioned, the season opener last year, Dan Quinn and the Cowboys pitched a bagel. Dominant. Daniel Jones, now this isn't all against Dan Quinn, but a good deal of it is against Dan Quinn. I think 5. He's 1 and 7 in his career. With a 58.8% completion rate, 127 for 216, 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 1,304 yards. Again, that's in 8 games, so that's way less than 200 yards a game. I mean, that's all you need to know. I mean, I can give you every other name, every other number. I can give it to you all. He had 46 scrambles, runs, carries, whatever, for 214 yards, a 4.6 average. Against the Commanders, or again, by any other name, he has a 6.25 average, or 6.23 average. Against the Commanders, he's nearly a 70% passer. Against the Cowboys, again, not all of this against Dan Quinn, but a good chunk of it against Dan Quinn, a 58.8% passer. Is that Dan Quinn? Is that Micah Parsons? Is that DeMarcus Lawrence? Is that Trayvon Diggs? I mean, it's probably part and parcel with everything, right? And that's the reason, ultimately, I feel as we begin on this Friday afternoon, I'm not going to waste a lot of time, obviously. I think it's going to be an ugly game. I don't think the Commanders' offense is going to look particularly pretty. I'm going to get into more of that as we go along. But because Daniel Jones is not Daniel Jones yet, and whatever you think of Daniel Jones, again, his history prior to Dan Quinn and others arriving here is very, very good. But I think you get him at the right time where he's still trying to come back. Because of that, because there's no Saquon Barkley, because Malik Nabers is banged up a little bit and limited in practice with a back, we'll see what the official injury report says today, because it's your home opener, because you probably have a lot of wounded pride, I think the Commanders get an ugly win on Sunday. And ugly win is better than no win. So I'll take that. I'll bitch about it. I'll be bothered by it, but I'll take that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.